the most wonderful things about optimization is that even when you are optimized, even areas of your life and your business in which you are not, you know, at your best, it's not your key strength, when you optimize those, you are in a better position to respond to situations which are maybe not so great and could have an adverse effect on you, and also take advantage of opportunities that come your way, even if they're not in your strongest area. However, the most powerful word in the optimization zone toolkit is not yes. You know, there are those people out there who say, when someone asks you if you can do something, just say, yes, I can do it, and then figure it out later. But let me tell you this, coming hand on heart from someone who's done it, someone who does it regularly. And when I do it regularly, most of the time I achieve it, sometimes I fail. Unless you are a multi-potentialite, and unless you have an insane ability to adapt and, you know, quickly vector left or right, you are not that person. I don't mean that nasty, maybe painful, but you're not that person unless you have those capabilities. And let's face it, you don't have to. Because the most powerful word in the optimization zone toolkit is no, N-O, not K-N-O-W, N-O. You need to know K-N-O-W when to say no, N-O. And when you do, you will find a whole bunch of great things happen for you. You save a hell of a lot of time not going down paths which won't give you the return you're looking for. Even if you trade time for money, you're going to get down this road and you may learn something along the way. God willing, you'll learn something along the way. But does it tap into your core business? Probably not. Otherwise, it would have been part of your packet already. Know when to say no, and it will create boundaries around what you do. Good route, not negative boundaries, positive boundaries for people to know what to come to you with. If you say no, you might know someone who does do what they're asking. So say, no, that's not for me. However, I know this guy, I know, or girl, I know, like, and trust them. I can highly recommend them. Would you like me to make an introduction? Know when to say no for your business so that you focus 100% on what you do best. If what you do best is doing everything, then by all means, say yes. But the majority of people, that's not the case. The majority of people specialize in something. They specialize in a niche area of something. So not just this, they come down to this. And they become known for that. Yeah. And so when people are asking about for a recommendation of someone, then the person who does that thing comes to mind as opposed to the person who does everything. If you keep saying yes to every opportunity that comes your way, you'll get exhausted. You'll spread yourself thin. You'll be like Hitler at Barbarossa, right? And you just will not achieve the same results, not just because you're doing stuff you don't necessarily, not necessarily able to do, maybe you don't like necessarily doing. It's an uphill learning curve to learn this new talent, unless you really thrive on learning that sort of stuff. And you're not developing your business in this way, or you're developing it, not developing yourself in this way. Sort of like, hey, you've been training at playing tennis for a long time, and you become really, really good. And someone says, hey, can you play golf? I'm like, I've never played golf. You know, my handicap is something like the Pythagorean theorem to the power of infinity. I best play golf in the 19th hole. But yeah, I'm going to go and play golf, okay, as opposed to investing the time to further my tennis ability, which I really want to develop. I'm going to go and play golf. Nothing wrong with playing golf, mind you. Could be the other way around. Do what you're good at. Do what you're great at, even better. And say no to those opportunities that don't serve you and don't fit along your path. If someone asks you to do something, clearly they've misunderstood. If someone asks you to do something that you don't do, clearly they've misunderstood what it is you do. So maybe this is the opportunity you have to be able to redress with them what it is you do so that they understand it, so that they can recommend it. And if they need it, they can get you to do it. In the meantime, they can find someone else to go and do whatever else it is they need done. Have a great day, Mark.